한 곳 예보토 예복부인세포 아멘. When we hear Christmas, especially nowadays, we all have different feelings about Christmas. And it all depends on our age and where we are in our life, in our lives. When you talk about Christmas with children, immediately they think of presents and candy. When you say Christmas to an older person, they think of family gatherings. They think of yesteryear. They think of old times. When you ask a mother about Christmas, very often they think about cooking and all that that entails. And when you ask a father about Christmas and mention it, they think about the Christmas lights and all the decorations they have to put up, leave up for about a month, and then take down. When you talk to a businessman about Christmas, they think about profits. And when you talk to college students, they think about their final exams and vacation that's coming up. And when you talk to married couples about Christmas, very often they think about their in-laws. So when we hear the word Christmas, many things come to mind. We still sometimes think about snow and Christmas cards and decorations and parties and 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Christmas songs on the radio, and where you cannot escape it anywhere you go. There's constantly Christmas music. But the real thing is, when we hear the word Christmas, things come to mind. And the question really is, not what do we hear when we hear the word Christmas, but what should we hear? What should we be hearing when we hear the word Christmas? In the gospel, there are three examples of this. In the gospel, there are three people that hear about Christ's birth, and they each give a different response because they hear something different. Joseph hears from the angel that Christ is going to be born. He hears this prophecy that's going to happen, and he is quiet. He doesn't say anything. He just stays quiet. When the shepherds hear of Christ's birth, they go out and rejoice and start spreading the news to everyone of Christ's birth. And when King Herod hears of Christ's birth, he goes out and tries to murder Christ and all the children in Bethlehem because he does not want a rival. All three of them received the same news, but each of them responded to it differently. Just as we hear the same word, Christmas, but each of us respond to it differently. There's a story of a Native American walking through New York City with his friend. And as they're walking through the city, there's lots of Times Square. Anyone who's been to Times Square knows how loud it is. In Times Square, it's at rush hour, or at lunch hour. And so there's car noises and horns being honked to each other. Taxi drivers are yelling at each other. You have sirens of ambulances and fire department, fire trucks, and police officers rushing by. People yelling and screaming at each other. Lots and lots of sounds. And so what ends up happening is that as they're walking, this Native American says, "Wait, I hear a cricket." And the friend says, "You're crazy. What are you talking about? There's no cricket here. This is New York City. There's no cricket here." He goes, no, I hear it. I know I hear it. He says, "You're crazy. Get out of here." And the Native American says, no, I hear it. And he walks, and he finds the cricket underneath a trash can. The friend is amazed. He says, "How could you hear? You must have superhuman hearing to be able to hear this cricket in all of this noise." And the Native American says, no, that's not it. Anyone can do that. It just depends on what you're wanting to hear. You'll be able to hear it. He goes, "No, there's no way I can do that." So he says, "Watch." He tells his friend, the Native American tells his friend to stand where he is. And he walks about 30 feet off behind him. He takes out of his pocket a bunch of coins and he throws it on the ground. And not only does his friend turn around, but about 15, 20 other people turn around to look. And he says, "You see, what is important in your life are the things that you are going to hear. That's what is important. It all depends on what is important to you. If you want to hear a cricket, if you want to hear nature, if you want to hear God, you will hear it. But if you want to hear money, and you want to hear complaints, and you want to hear the bad things that are going on in this world, you will hear that too. It all depends on what you are focused upon. When I had a newborn, many years ago, 12 years ago, when I had a newborn, I was not used to her crying. Mothers are much more quick to hear a child's cry than fathers are. And that's not because we are bad parents. It's because we're not used to listening to a child's cry. Slowly I learned that my daughter's cry was not a good thing, and I had to take care of her, and I had to help out around the house and help care for her, and I've done that. But even until today, if somebody says, "Dad," I turn, because I think they're calling me. And this is true also with mothers and fathers. And when we go to the clergy conference and I hear, "Dad, hi," and there's 50 dad hi's there, all of us turn around to look to see who's calling whom. It's because we have become accustomed to hearing these words. We have become accustomed to listening to the things that are important to us. We become accustomed to listening and hearing those things that affect us personally and we need to take care of. When we hear the word Christmas from now on, Christmas is coming to an end. For many people, it's already gone. It's done. For us, it's still a couple more days. But when we hear the word Christmas, we shouldn't be upset about it. We shouldn't give a sigh of depression and be like, "Oh, now it's Christmas again. Now it's the Christmas songs. It's all the cooking I have to do, all the gifts I have to purchase, all the people I don't want to see I have to see." Okay? I have to send the cards out to everyone, because if I don't send it to this person, they're going to get upset with me, and so on and so forth. Okay? This is not what we should be thinking about when we hear the word Christmas. Rather, when we hear the word Christmas, we should hear the word Emmanuel. Emmanuel, which means God is with us. We should be excited for Christmas. We should be excited and give thanks because God became man. He took flesh. He lived with us. He died for us. And he was resurrected so that we too might resurrect one day. This is why we celebrate Christmas. A couple of days ago for Christmas, on the 6th, I think my sermon was about Christmas is not Jesus' birthday. It's not a birthday party we're doing for him. We're reacting and we are excited that God has become man and that heaven and earth are no longer separate but are united in Christ. And that now God is with us still, especially on Sundays during church, especially during Holy Communion, especially when we come together as the body of Christ. Because Christ said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be." The importance of coming to church and not praying at home by yourself. That's your lesson for today. So my prayer is, when we hear the word Christmas, or when we hear anything in this world, we need to see how does that affect us? Because that will determine and tell us what is important in our lives. That will tell us what is important in our lives. Let us block out those noises and those distractions that are preventing us from seeing God in our everyday lives. And let us focus on him. Because when we're able to focus on God, and when we're able to say that, "God, you are here and no other distraction in this world can prevent me from seeing you," that means we are in heaven. And we are with him completely. And he is with us. This is my prayer, my hope. And when the children come in here in a little bit, and all of you are distracted by them walking in, don't be distracted. They're going to come and sit in these front rows. Focus on what is important. Not the little child dancing in the front row. Or the little child coloring on one of the pews. Okay? That's not important. What's important is your worship to Christ, our Savior, today. Amen.